Section 9. Managing time and space. Driving requires skills you can only gain through practice. This section covers critical skills for safe driving. Seeing what's critical. You need to know what is happening all around you, all the time. Look ahead, to the sides and behind. Have a search pattern to use every time you are driving. Searching helps you see hazards early. It gives you time to change speed or direction to avoid hazards. Don't stare. Keep your eyes moving. Search for possible problems. Look ahead. Looking far ahead gives you time to plan your path. The sooner you see a problem, the more time you have to react. How far you look down the road depends on where you are driving. In cities and urban areas, you may not be able to see as far as on a highway. Don't follow close to larger vehicles. They block your vision. Give yourself space so you can see. Look to the sides. Make sure other drivers will not cross your path. Look behind. You must be aware of traffic behind you. Check behind you when changing lanes by doing a head check, slowing down or stopping. Check before you enter an intersection. Managing speed. Driving safely requires adjusting your speed for road and traffic conditions, keeping a safe following distance, and obeying speed limits. Adjusting for road conditions. Curves. Always slow down before entering a curve. A safe speed allows you to slightly accelerate through the curve. Slow more if traction is poor, when following other vehicles or if you cannot see the end of the curve. Hard braking in a curve can cause a skid. Slippery roads. Reduce speed at the first sign of rain, snow, sleet or ice. When the roadway is slippery, it will take longer to stop and it will be harder to turn without skidding. Hydroplaning. Hydroplaning occurs when the tires start to ride up on pooled water like water skis. Avoid hydroplaning by slowing down in the rain or when the road is wet with puddles. Flooded roadways. Do not drive through large bodies of standing water. If the roadway is flooded, find another route. Stopping distance. Total stopping distance is the distance from the time you realize you must stop until your vehicle is completely stopped. Several things affect stopping distance. Speed. The faster you are traveling, the more time and distance it takes to stop. Perception time. The time it takes you to recognize you must stop. The average perception time for an alert driver is 3/4 second to 1 second. Reaction time. The time it takes for you to react and move your foot to begin braking. The average driver has a reaction time of 3/4 second to 1 second. Braking distance. The distance it takes to stop your vehicle. At 50 miles per hour on dry pavement with good brakes, it can take about 158 feet. Adding perception time and reaction time nearly doubles this distance. Managing space. The more space you allow between your vehicle and other roadway users, the more time you have to react. This is called a space cushion. Always try to maintain a safe space cushion around your vehicle. Following too close limits your view of the road. It does not allow enough reaction time to avoid a collision. Keep at least 2 seconds between your car and the vehicle in front. Following distance. Watch when the rear of the vehicle ahead passes a sign, pole, or any other fixed point. Count the seconds it takes you to reach the same point, 1001, 1002. You are following too close if you pass that point before counting 2 seconds. Slow down and check your new following interval. Repeat until you are following no closer than 2 seconds. Always increase your following distance on slick roads, when following large vehicles or vehicles pulling a trailer, at night, in fog, in bad weather and when following vehicles that stop at railroad crossings, transit buses, school buses or vehicles carrying dangerous material. Space cushion. A space cushion on the sides of your vehicle allows you to move right or left. Don't drive next to other vehicles, you may be in their blind spot and it reduces the space you need to avoid a crash. Don't crowd the centerline. Keep as much space as you can between you and oncoming traffic. Make space for vehicles entering multi-lane roadways by moving over a lane or slowing down. Give more space to pedestrians, children, and bicyclists. When you are passed by a tractor trailer, move to the right side of your lane. Give yourself space from the tractor trailer as it passes. Help keep the driver behind you at a safe distance by holding a steady speed. Always signal before turns and give yourself extra following distance before reducing speed or turning. Communicating. Always let other roadway users know where you are and what you plan to do. Attract attention. Turning on your headlights helps other roadway users see you. Especially any time conditions keep you from seeing 1,000 feet ahead. These conditions include fog, stormy weather, or dust. Headlights need to be turned on no later than half an hour after sunset and keep them on until half hour before sunrise, and when driving away from a rising or setting sun. Use your horn when pedestrians or bicyclists appear to be moving into your lane of travel, if a passing driver starts to turn into your lane of travel, or if a driver is not paying attention or has trouble seeing you. When you need to signal other road users, use your horn. Signal. Always signal before your turn or slow down. Signal before turning gives others time to react. Signal when changing lanes, turning, or when merging into traffic. Be sure to cancel your signal afterwards. When turning at an intersection that is after a side street, do not put your turn signal on until after passing the side street. When reducing speed brake lights, let others know that you are slowing down. Flash your brake lights when turning off a road that does not have separate turn or exit lanes, and signal when parking or turning before an intersection.